I am Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor of Briarwood Presbyterian Church. It's Wednesday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread. We are in James chapter 3. Would you join me? We're only going to look at one verse today, and that's this one. Not many of you should become teachers, my brothers, for you know that we who teach will be judged with greater strictness. Now, just a couple of things here. This verse deserves to be treated alone, even though it sits in the context of the paragraph that I'm going to read it in the context of that paragraph tomorrow. But I want to take just a moment on this verse alone. He tells us, he warns us, that we should not all become formally teachers. Now, all of us teach to some degree or another. We teach our children, we teach others, but he's talking about the formal teaching in the church. Not many of you should do that. Why? Well, only those who are gifted should do it. Why? Because then God will use them whom he has gifted. But if you're not called to teach, you can put yourself in some jeopardy. And because teachers not only have to give an account for what they believe and do, they also give an account for what they tell others to believe and do. They bear responsibility for their teaching and its influence upon others. That means we have a stricter judgment. Every one of us have a judgment before God. Now, the judgment for salvation has already been taken care of in Jesus. But we do have a judgment in terms of rewards in heaven. We have a judgment in terms of accountability for our spiritual gifts and how we use them. We have an accountability for how we live our life for Christ. Salvation is not at stake. Jesus has dealt with that. But the Lord's revealing to us of what we've done and how we've done it and our rewards of heaven and our status in heaven in terms of assigned responsibilities in the new heavens and the new earth is directly related to the stewardship of life here. So if you're not gifted to teach, he says, don't become a teacher in the sense of a formal teacher, because you now put yourself in a stricter judgment. You're not only given account for what you believe and do, but now you have to give an account for what you have taught others to believe and what you have influenced others to do. Now, they'll have to answer for their life too, but you'll have to answer for your influence and impact in their life. So we see that, number one, there's a judgment seat that believers will appear before, related not to salvation, but to the rewards and stewardship of life. Second thing we've just seen is that you shouldn't try to do in God's church and in God's kingdom what you're not gifted to do, particularly teaching. But yet, those who are gifted to teach should teach. Don't be afraid of it if you're gifted to teach. In fact, he says, not many of you should become teachers, my brothers, for you know that we who teach. So James was a teacher, and even though he was warning people who aren't gifted to teach, don't teach, he also was acknowledging at the same time, those who are gifted to teach must teach even as he was teaching. And that as teachers, we have a stricter judgment. We give an account for it. So my dear friends, would you pray for those who are called to preach and teach? It's an awesome responsibility. I acknowledge to you it does not get any easier. I to this day do not sleep well on Saturday night. I sense the sacred responsibility and the fact that I am going to influence many people the next day. Oh God, help me to be faithful. Help me to be fruitful. Help me to be clear. Help me to be persuasive. And help me to exalt Christ. And that help could also come through the faithful prayers of his people. So don't seek the position of teaching if you're not gifted. Pray for those who occupy it who are gifted. And remember, we will give an account for the stewardship of our life in Christ before the living God. And then we will take those rewards and use them to praise his holy name. And that's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.